The new commander of the U.S. Coast Guard's 17th District says ratification of the Law of the Sea Treaty remains a top Coast Guard priority. Rear Admiral Thomas Astubo took over for Rear Admiral Christopher Colvin today at a change of command ceremony on the pier at Coast Guard Station Juneau. As KTOO's Casey Kelly reports, Astubo says he'll continue many initiatives from Colville's tenure, including a focus on Arctic issues.
As the Air Force Band of the Pacific played a series of marches, a crowd assembled to celebrate Rear Admiral Christopher Colvin's 2 years heading up Coast Guard operations in Alaska. Pacific Area Commander Vice Admiral Manson Brown says the Coast Guard's expanding mission begins in the Arctic.
I recognize that this Alaskan audience, more than most, understands the dynamics that are playing out in the Arctic today. And as our Commandant Admiral Bob Papp has recently stated, there's a whole new ocean opening up that we have responsibilities for.
Brown noted that as much as 20% of the world's untapped oil and gas resources are in the Arctic, and other nations are already exploring and staking claims in the area.
These operations will continue to expand, and the Coast Guard needs to ensure that it is prepared to meet both our sovereign and statutory responsibilities, including environmental response.
Alaska politicians universally support U.S. ratification of the Law of the Sea Treaty. The Coast Guard's new commander of Alaska operations, Rear Admiral Thomas Astubo, says the treaty continues to be a top priority.
The position of the Coast Guard, the position of the Joint Staff, is to advance the Law of the Sea Treaty, get that ratified so that we have a seat at the table. And obviously our processes have to go through, but my marching orders and initiative would continue to move forward.
Law of the Sea would extend the United States' exclusive control of the ocean bottom off Alaska's northern coast to 440 miles offshore, where currently the nation only has control up to 200 miles. Astubo says ratification would allow the Coast Guard to better define its expanding role in the region.
Once we have that done, then we'll be in a position to describe our mission change and how that would look, and then resources always seem to follow at the end once we understand what our missions are, what our requirements are, where we'll need to be as the environment changes and the legislative profile around the world through the Law of the Sea changes.
In addition to oil and gas, the Coast Guard's mission in Alaska includes service and protection of the fishing and visitor industries, as well as homeland security and search and rescue. Colvin thanked Alaskans for their unique understanding of that mission.
The Coast Guard is blessed by the support that all Alaskans provide the Coast Guard, especially their leaders.
Colvin's next assignment is Deputy of Pacific Area Command in Alameda, California. This is something of a homecoming for Astubo. From 1987 to 1992, he flew helicopters and served as Chief Aviation Engineer at Air Station Sitka. He and wife Renee named one of their two daughters Denali. Astubo spent the past 7 years in Washington, D.C. as the Coast Guard's Assistant Commandant for Engineering and Logistics. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.